game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. So the next day, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player? Well, it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast, you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options, cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes. This is the man mindset.
It is. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time.
Ooh, this shit. Here we go. What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing? It's your boy, the Dean. Class in session. Shout out to all the guys out there listening to the show. Shout out to all the guys out there who hit the record, 179 on the 15th. Also, guys, if you're coming into this show, we ask all you guys out there to go ahead and get all your crayons out. If you have any questions that you want to ask, go ahead and put a Q in there. For any questions that you have, put a T if you're texting, having texting problems, or put a W if you are having a woman that you're talking to and you just don't understand what she's saying, what's going on. So this is what we do. Chop it up. Have game. Break the game down for you. Guys, if you want to call in, the number is 563-999-3056. All my dogs out there. Tomorrow, E and I know we missed Monday's show, so E and I going to kick a show on Thursday just to make up for Monday's show. That'll be tomorrow. But we're talking about overcoming things today on the show. So if you have any questions, feel free to put a cue. There are no bad questions, gentlemen. They're just sometimes you ask things that don't have anything to do with you. We want to make sure when you talk for yourself and nobody else. So with that being said, let's get into the show. Ladies, how you doing? How y'all ladies doing out there? Shout out to all the guys out there. Let's get into it. So many people out there are always trying to overcome things. They're trying to overcome things that is not set up to overcome that easily. You know, a lot of people are under the impression that you can overcome fear and overcome and have confidence and all this stuff. And yes, it is true. You can, gentlemen. I'm not saying you can't, but you can. And the thing is about overcoming fear and trying to gain confidence, the worst thing you can do is actually try and tell yourself you're trying to do it. You're trying to get over fear. You're trying to get confidence. And the game doesn't work that way. So many of us are just going in circles trying to overcome all kinds of fears, fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of success, and trying to regain the confidence that they used to have, you know, when they got to the egg. And we're going to be talking about that because, see, the thing is about fear and what you actually think is fear is that it influences everything that goes on in your life. See, as you can see, the men that win with women, their choices, actions, and decisions will never be based upon a fear of losing out, missing out, or anything like that. It's more just being one with yourself. But see, for a lot of people out there, they become under the influence of something that is technically something they can truly walk away from. But I know what I'm saying sounds like, well, Steve, it's not that easy, because if it was that easy, I could just do that right now. I understand that. I understand that. But you know what? I also understand that you can walk out of that theater whenever you fucking want to. It's just that you don't believe in yourself. You just don't think you can. Because you're under this influence that you're just not good enough. But right now, for most of you, you aren't good enough. And what you're feeling is not necessarily fear. It's basically your truth. Sometimes we want to label things versus accept things. And your truth isn't fear. Your truth is trying to accept your place in this world. But how can one get over that thing that your mind told you was fear? How do you get over that thing called confidence? What's so funny is your mind knows that it is as easy as you opening up a door. But in opening that door, what makes guys not want to open the door is because they don't know what's on the other side of that door. Let me get to this question right here. What to do when everything is working and boom, she's now, what do you do when everything is working and boom, she is now attracted and trying to force a relationship? I don't know where to tell her already. But see, this is why, this is, see, I don't understand. You can't play king in this game, and you can't play man in this game. You're sleeping. You're not woke. You're sleeping. This is what I don't understand, but I'll show you, and I'll explain this to you. Decent question, but I'll explain it to you. You just don't have it in you to be a man right now. Because let me tell you something, and something that you'll learn maybe down the line when you become a student of the game, is that one thing that we have as men is women that want to be with us. They accept us for what we are, but they still want the brass ring. They still want that seat beside us, you know, that throne next to ours. They always want that thing. But as a man, it is my job and it is my duty to keep them exactly where they need to be. And if they ask or keep bothering me about something that I've already told them that they're not going to get, then they're gone. See, your problem is, and I bet you did this, you probably gave her a bunch of bullshit, okay? You gave her a bunch of bullshit, a bunch of information, a bunch of stuff. And the thing is that you did not let her know where she stood with you. You didn't tell her that this is just us fucking. This is just us hanging out. There's nothing serious. You didn't say that. Because you was getting some ration of pussy, you just let that shit ride on. And then now she's challenging your authority and telling you and asking you and demanding things, and you don't know what to do. See, this is why you need to learn game. Stop trying to act like you're woke. Take that name off. You're sleeping. You're not woke. Because if you're not ready for that, how the fuck can you not communicate it? When you go to a fast food restaurant, you communicate to the people what you expect them to make for you. You communicate it. See, the problem is that you're just not ready to be a man. Because as a man, you've got to be able to sacrifice. And that means to tell a woman that this is how it's going to be, and if you don't like it, you can leave. And guess what? Some of them will go. Some will stay. Some will go and stay. And some will stay and go. Every woman's different. But rest assured, at the end of the day, you can never say that, oh, you never told me, never said what I was. So what I'm saying to you is that I think the best thing you should do is break up with that woman, because she deserves a real man. She doesn't deserve somebody that's going to move around, because I know what you're going to do. This is why I'm telling you to break up with her. because eventually you're going to start following her lead. I promise you, because you cannot lead yourself. When you can't lead yourself and a woman smells that your pussy is tighter than hers, she's going to begin to lead you woke, or excuse me, sleeping. So you need to wake up. What I would do if I were you, I'd break up with her. Next question. What if you're not what if you're not good enough, loser, etc., and it's true? Don't you sometimes have to acknowledge these things that you're not good enough in order to change? No. No. Absolutely not. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. Not at all. You are what you are. You just haven't accepted it. You're not see, you put the word loser on your name. You're not necessarily a loser. You just are what you are. Just food. But in the outside world, they would call you a loser, but you just got to accept that you'll never be what you dream or daydream of being because you don't want to invest in yourself, you don't love yourself, and you don't want to make those moves. So what I'm saying is that I agree with you. Yes, you are not good enough, and yes, you are a loser. I'm not here to change your mind. You just got to accept it. I think what you're doing is, and this is what a lot of you surface dwellers do, you think that the game is for everybody. No, you have a role to play in this, okay? And all this acknowledge these things that you're not good enough in order to change, become a better person. You're not going to be any better than you are yesterday, the day before, and the day before. This is who you are, and you have got to accept it. Until you decide that you're going to draw a line in the sand and you're going to be a student of the game. But if you're not going to be one and you're going to sit around and bird watch, then absolutely, I'm not here to argue. I totally agree with you. I think you just have to understand that you are a loser. And it's not a bad thing. It's just that you're a loser. You are. And the thing that I don't want you to do, don't fight what you are because you're just bumping heads. Don't fight what you are. Just accept what you are and go about your way and just be a carpet for somebody that can walk all over you. But for those out there that don't want that and want change, I'll talk to you guys. But when you have this, you can't listen. See, in your mind, this is how your mind messes with you. Your mind has you thinking that you can be a better person. Ready for this? By you just telling yourself you're a better person. Doesn't work that way, buddy. Doesn't work that way. Because right now where you're saying you're like not even like a level one, you're like level negative 50. So what you're thinking, do you actually think that you were capable of doing man things when you don't even know what the fuck a man is? No, you can't do that. So what you got to do is you just got to accept the fact that you're always going to be what you are because, well, here's the thing. Now, listen to me. Has nothing to do with me. Has nothing to do with women or the outside world. It is a choice that you made. That's, guys, y'all act like this shit is complicated. You just choose to be this way. I can't, hey, who am I to try to change your mind to get you to shift your mind and thinking different? That's not my job. My job is not to blow smoke up your fucking ass and make you think that you are something more than you're not, because as soon as this show turns off, you'll go back to the same motherfucker you are, and then you'll try to blame me for not helping you grow when all you do is sit around and birdwatch. So what I'm saying is that you can't change. See, y'all think y'all can absolutely change just by saying I'm going to change or watch a motivation video on YouTube. The game has depth, and I'm just trying to tell you, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. I'm just keeping things real with you, man. I'm just keeping things all the way real. Thing is that I want you to win, okay? I want you to win. But what I'm saying is this, is that, listen, at the end of the day, okay, I just want you guys to understand something. No one gives a fuck about how you feel. Fuck your feelings. And that's the problem. Because you're so emotional in the feminine, you think your feelings fucking matter. Because you think your feelings matter, you think the world, the game, and life has to bend its will to satisfy you. That's the same dream that young girls have of finding that knight in shining armor, because when you're in the feminine, when you're in the emotions, when you're in your emotions, this is what happens. You can't overcome what you're not supposed to overcome. You're supposed to be exactly where you are because you choose to be. Nobody's here to put a gun to your head and say that you have to be that. No, let's see here. If I'm not where I should be financially, I'm still trying to learn myself and learn a man mindset. Should I entertain women and shoot my shot? Well, this is what I understand, sleeping. This is what I'm saying to you, brother. When you were in school, did you just go to math class for 12 years, graduate math, and then go all the way to kindergarten and go to English class, go 12 years, and then graduate, and then go all the way to history class? No. You went to school and you studied multiple things at one time. Why were they teaching you multiple things? Because in life, they were preparing you that when you get out there in the game, that you must be all things and you must work on all things at all times. You just don't sit around. See, what y'all do is y'all think, okay, well, I need to work on my money. Listen, I always say to you guys, be a responsible person. Get your job. Do whatever it is you need to do. But your money ain't your motherfucking mind, and your money ain't game. And your money cannot buy your way into the game like a lot of people think it can. So, yes, get your money right, but at the same time, you must work on yourself. A man that knows what he's doing is working on himself, his mouthpiece. He's working on his scribe. He's working on his government. He's working on his crib. He's working on how he does things. He's always – why do we keep telling you that we're always focused on ourselves and not with anybody else? Because there's so much we have to do. There's so much land that I have to knock down forest trees, and I've got to till it and clear it out, and then I got to smooth it out, and I got to put buildings. I got to look at me. I got to keep building me. And I was doing this when I was doing Kids Kingdom Security, all these things I was doing. I was always working on me because I'm never going to be like you and be complacent. I can't do that, or that's death to me. I've always got to work. I've always got to move. I cannot stop. And if I stop, I might as well just dig a tomb or, excuse me, something myself in the ground and bury myself. See, the thing is that the problem with a lot of you guys, you've never been punched in the chest to learn that you got to move, man. There is no sleep. I mean, y'all guys, I guess y'all get your 8 hours of sleep. But you've got to always, you do go to work, do your job, get that out of the way. And once you have your job, then all the other 8 hours or the other 16 hours are for you to learn you, to grow you, to build you, to move you, to take your ass over to happy hour and talk to some women, all that stuff. Go to the mall at lunchtime and see the women there. It's a whole thing, okay? It's a whole thing, okay? So that's just, I just wanted to let you know that. It's deeper than what you think, but that's how game works. But most of y'all guys are expecting the world to give you everything, okay? When you say your last question, no, don't have to be your last question. It's okay. I'm fine with you asking questions. It's just that you just got to be prepared for the answer. See, in your mind, let me explain something. Well, all right, let me give you an example. Let me show you why you're fucking yourself over. Because I know you're the kind of guy that jumps around a lot of YouTubes, right? Jump around a lot of YouTubes, you ask questions, and instead of them being honest with you, they kind of coddle you. They kind of tell you what you want to hear. They kind of tell you it's okay. And see, that's the problem. See, it's not what you need to hear. It's about what you need to know. And if you want to hear things just to feel good, I can't do that for you. Then I'm doing you a disservice by telling you and coddling you versus telling you the truth. Because that's the one thing that a lot of guys don't want to hear. They don't want to hear what really is versus what isn't. But like I said before, at the end of the day, everything that you're doing is influenced by how you see yourself. And none of you guys, you don't even want to learn yourself. How is it you want to get confidence, right? But in order to get confidence, one must be confident in himself. In order for one to be confident in himself, one must be able to communicate with oneself. And one must be able to trust oneself when he communicates with himself and believe in himself that whatever he says he's going to do, he's just going to do it. It's not, I don't know. It's not hard. This is not complicated. It's so easy that it is complicated. I can tell you that it's so easy. It's complicated because a lot of guys, fuck freelance. God damn it. Freelance. Man, I'm trying to stay under the radar freelance. Damn it. What I'm saying is that I'm not here to knock you, but you just have to understand that you actually think that you're a victim in all this, and you're not. You just choose to be what you want to be, and nobody over here is going to coddle you on that. You don't want to communicate with yourself. All you guys say, okay, how do I get confidence? I'm a loser. How do I feel this way? So I tell you every day, go to your light switch and just say, I'm going to turn the light on and turn it on. I'm going to turn the light off. Turn it off. That's it. I mean, your mind knows it's so easy that he tries to complicate it. In your mind, you expect it to be a trigonometry or something. You expect it to be so complicated that it's got to be hard. And this is why I can't do it, because it's too hard. It's too hard for me to do it. There's no way. It's too many steps to do. It's too many steps to do. And that's not true. That's not true at all. It's not. And the reason why it's not true is because Divine, I appreciate you. Got love for you. But don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Hey, brother, listen, if you have a question, just put a Q, ask a question. I got you. Guys, you want to call in, I got you. But I'm going to continue. But listen, Akers, listen. If you have a question, just follow instructions. Just put a Q and ask your question. Don't ask me to ask a question. Just ask the question. But see, there's game in why I'm showing you that. Because, see, a lot of you guys always ask permission for things versus just saying what you got to say. So what I'm trying to train you to do, see, there's game in this, but I just don't tell you. What I'm trying to get you to do is that just ask what's on your mind. So then you can start training your mind to be game to tell women what's on your mind. Instead of asking, is it okay if I take you out? Is it okay if we do this? So I'm just trying to show you game. So don't ask, just do it, okay, sir? It's okay. Just ask the question. I got you. Let me continue, though. But for all you guys out there, again, see, the thing is that most of you guys who live with the fear of rejection and all this other stuff, okay, is that it impacts you so bad that you don't understand that it takes away all the best qualities of yourself. You want to know why? The reason it takes away the best qualities of yourself is because you don't even realize you have qualities of yourself. You think that you actually think that you're a bad person. You actually think that you have no game. You actually think that you can't win in this. And the world's job is not to force itself on you to coddle you. You either keep up, catch up, or fall behind. That's just how it is. I'm sorry. It's like that. That's the beautiful thing about it, because women love the ones that can catch up and keep up. And the man that can catch up and keep up is going to force her to catch up and keep up in the bedroom. And y'all don't even see that, because, again, you're stuck in theater number one. As long as you're in theater one, it's not going to help you out, okay? It's not. And what I'm saying is that what I want you guys to see as far as game is to really understand that at the end of this, all of this stuff is when you don't believe in yourself and you're not grounded in yourself and everything, okay, you can't really express who you are. It's like every word that you say, unfortunately, is not one that you have confidence in saying, it's really a word or something that it just it, you hold yourself back on opinions and things like that, because at the end of the day, when you're not one with yourself, you're subservient to everybody. That's the key here. See, when you're not one with yourself, you have to get or seek approval from everybody that you deal with, because you want to be liked. You want to be accepted. You want people not to hate you or whatever it is. And what that does is it eats you up on the inside, and you don't even realize why that's doing that to you. Because what that can do is that can really debilitate you from being the man that you are. You can't talk about the things you believe in because you're worried. If you talk about the things that you like to do and the things that you believe in to a woman, you automatically assume that she's not going to like me if, I don't know, if I like to draw cartoons or comic strips or, I don't know, gaming, you know, watching YouTube or whatever your thing is. Problem is that most of you guys, you are built and bred to get women to appreciate you, okay? And it's not the woman's fault. It's not the world's fault. Yet we look to the world to think it is, but it's nobody's fault whatsoever. Nobody's whatsoever. But we tend, when we meet a woman, because we don't have any value in ourselves, when you don't have value in yourself, this is why you always do what she wants you to do. How can you as a man want to be a man when you don't even have your own square? I know, Steve, what is your square? What is your four? But you don't have a standard. You don't believe in yourself to even have a standard. But you do have a standard. I digress. Again, your standard, three little pigs. You're pig one and pig two. Pig one, pig two are the ones that have weak standards. Pig three, I would say, is the one that plays it safe. You know, he's the one that when he gets a little bit of success, he just stays exactly where he is because he thinks that's winning. And he loves the fact that he's winning. Because he's winning, you know what? I don't want to mess this up. But I'm saying this is why those three pigs lose. And I talk about the fourth one that makes statements, because his standards are what he believes in, how he moves, everything he does, okay? You young men don't have any priorities in your life. What are you doing throughout the day but going through YouTube forwards and backwards over and over and over again to just do the same thing? Just to do the same thing. Why even... What is the purpose of doing that when all of a sudden at the end of the day you're just falling to the same thing over and over again, over and over again, and this is what we always want y'all to see. See, I want you guys to win as far as when it comes to game, but what are the values? What are those? You got to have a representation when you see a woman. What is your representation? You don't even have a representative to be able to represent you to women. See, I don't talk about that. Maybe in the book I will, but you don't know about your representation. Don't even know about that. And see, most of you guys out here is like, you just don't understand. You can't have a compass that leads you to win in this game when you haven't even built anything for yourself. I mean, why do y'all think that sitting around or just watching a video is going to give you confidence? Why do you think that reading a book is going to take away fear, man? It doesn't work that way, man. I know they want to sell you something by telling you that you're going to win. But the truth of the matter is, you can't even get, listen, most of y'all guys can't really talk on this much because it's in the book, but most of y'all guys don't even understand that there are things you got to do to prove that you're even worth learning game. Do you think just because you have a lot of money, you can walk up and knock on the door, they're supposed to open you up and let you just come in? That's what I'm saying, man. It's like so many of you guys, and again, we're talking about today right now, because I know a lot of guys are like, well, Steve, well, guys, you're not really encouraging me. But no, wait a second. I should be encouraging you because we're technically talking about your surface right now, where you're at right now. That's what we're talking about. I really shouldn't talk about things that you're not even willing to go down and to get. Why would I discuss your core? You don't want to go down there. You don't want to go down there. Hey, who wants to go down to that lonely place where you're all alone by yourself? Who wants to go down there? No, you guys up here love being at the top. You love being on the surface. But so many of you guys out there don't understand why you should remain on the surface. What should you do when people question mortality? What do you mean? What should you do? But see, I don't think you understand. You're not evolving. You're living in this fantasy world. It's kind of like the Oculus that I'm be doing. It's like you put on this fantasy world goggles and you living in this virtual lie. This is the problem, and you don't even see the problem. What should I do when people? Why don't you tell me what you should do with people? This is what I'm saying to you. You're not a free thinker because you need somebody to hold your hand. And here's the thing. It's because you don't have the balls to tell someone to fuck off. That's your problem. You have the balls to cut off your friends, cut off your family members, cut off women that disrespect your castle, that disrespect your kingdom. This is not a hard question. It's a sad question. It's a good question. I appreciate the question. It's a good question. But it's a sad question. Because you, my friend, easily, wait, let me check the phone lines real quick. All right, lines are open. You, my friend, easily, man, easily. And this is not hard, man. All you have to do, scribe. If anyone questions me in a way that I find disrespectful, I'm going to cut them the fuck out of my life. Scribe out. That's number one. This is not hard. I'm showing you how easy it is. Oh, not the foot. Sorry, not with the foot. Then the second thing is going to your marketing team and market myself. Gentlemen, I need to sell, promote, and market me. But one thing I got to do is I've got to sell me on why I should cut them off. You know what? Nobody can understand me the way I am. It is not my job to explain myself to people. Either they're going to figure me out or ask me questions, but never question me. As soon as somebody questions me, I have to let them go, because that is disrespectful to me. And I have sold that on myself. So when I get in front of my government, any person, man, woman, child, Bigfoot, Sasquatch, unicorn, elf, smurf, woman, man, family member, anybody that questions me, and remember, questioning me on who I am and why I do the things I do, versus asking a question, I'm going to tell them to fuck off and get the fuck out of my life. Do you see how easy that is, Eric? You see how it's not that hard. You see that? It's very simple. But you just got to have the balls to go with it. Because if somebody, but see, this is why I keep trying to tell you, it's the communication with yourself, man. It's not them. You must communicate with yourself. your standard to yourself and be able to live by it and be willing to lose every fucking body in your life. Ready for this one, Eric? Even losing yourself. Yes, you've got to be able and willing to stand on what you believe in so much that not only are you willing to lose everybody and anything in your life, you're also willing to lose yourself. See, Eric, what most of you guys don't understand, and, oh, wait, hold on a second. Guys, y'all know the deal. It's 100% real. Nobody's talking about this on the internet. I'm the only one doing this shit. Let me get back to what I'm saying. See, what if I told you something that you've seen him around and been around him so much that you actually got used to having him around? And what if I told you that maybe you don't actually want to lose that person because he's the only person you think is your fucking friend and has your back? And you've been hanging out with that motherfucker for so long that maybe you don't want to lose him. Even though you don't like how things are with yourself, and you know you ain't supposed to be around, but maybe you don't want to lose him because you spent so much time with him and you have created a bond with him, and maybe you don't want to lose him. Maybe you don't want to lose him. And that's how it is with some of you guys out there. Some of you guys don't want to lose the fear. See how, okay, if I'm used to worrying about what women think or worrying about talking to a woman, if I'm used to that all my life, then all of a sudden I lose that. How do I cope? It's kind of like somebody having a job for like 20 years and that's all they know. That's all they know. Or like a rapper that has been rapping all his life. That's all he knows. Or someone that's a movie star. That's all he knows, right? So in that, when you lose it, how do you make that transition? Thomas, do you believe that fear has its benefits? I think you're in the wrong class, man. What the fuck is fear? I would be appreciated if you could explain to me what the fuck fear is, because I don't understand what is the benefit of poison? What is the benefit of chaining my brain up? Tell me. I want you to tell me what the fuck is fear, because I think you're in the wrong class, because if you actually think there's benefits to drinking poison every day, or there's benefits in telling you you ain't good enough, there's benefits in you acting like a fucking woman, acting emotional and fucking scared, you explain to me what fear is. Let me know. Yes, please explain. Yes, I would love. Yes, I don't know what kind of question. I just want him to explain. He asked a question. I appreciate the question, brother, but please explain. That's cool. Please explain your question. Anyway, gentlemen, like I was saying before, and while he's conjuring up his question and everything, what I'm saying to this is that, listen, what makes a man actually move in this world freely is that thought and behavior are one. They're always lined up. The priorities that you make for yourself, that lines up with the priorities that you tell yourself, it lines up to the priorities that you do in life. All these things must be connected. Remember, the system as itself will always be based on subsystem parts. And if one part of the system is broken, the system as a whole will not fail. Meaning that if you have a car doesn't need windshield wipers or a radio. If there's something wrong in the engine, it's going to have a domino effect in how that car moves. If there's a transmission problem and things like that. So some of y'all guys are too busy worried about the car, but let me see if old boy... So let me see something. Hold on. Let me get to this next question. D says, Steve, I went to watch a show yesterday. Okay. Let me get to the next question. I met this girl at a club. We exchanged Instagram. My first text on IG was, let's go out for a drink. She likes to mess up, but didn't reply. This is what I don't understand. Why do you listen to this show? I honestly, I think you're, I always tell guys, I think you're in the wrong place. I think you're in the wrong place. Because I tell you, and I always tell you what to do. I always tell you what to do, okay? And every time I ask you what to do, or not ask you to do, but guide you on what you should be doing, you just choose not to follow the playbooks. Listen, sometimes you just got to understand you, this ain't for you, okay? This is just not for you. You might be better. Go to a red pill or a pickup artist place where they can show you a gimmick. You just ain't ready to be a man, dog. You just ain't ready to be a man. Because your question is kind of like spitting in my face. Because I tell you guys this all the time, and yet you're not following the playbook. And since you're not following the playbook, then this isn't right for you, okay? Let's keep going. Thomas says in reply, I don't think fear has its benefits. But wait a second. Wait. Hold on. Wait a second. Stop right there. Hold on, T-Dog. Why the fuck are you even asking me this fucking question then? I mean, this is what I understand. Why are you even asking me, do you believe fear has its benefits? And you turn around and tell me you don't think fear has benefit. What? You service dwellers, man. Why would you ask me the question and then already have your answer? Why would you ask me the question? Why would you ask me the question? Fear is an emotional state that sees danger. No, it's not an emotional state that sees danger. So tell me, young Thomas, what is so dangerous about a woman saying no? What is so dangerous about a woman rejecting you? What is so dangerous about a woman saying, I have a boyfriend or I'm not interested in you? See, I think you're talking out the side of your neck, dog, because first you're asking me what about fear. You're telling me your answer you already have, so I don't even know why the fuck you're asking me. But then you don't even know what the fuck fear is. Sees danger. Man, there's no date. Man, get the fuck out of here. Come on, T. Be better than that, man. Come on, stop that shit, T. Stop that shit, dog. Let's see here. Steve, you're thinking seems you were born in the 1950s. It seems like I was born in the 1950s. No, hey, listen. Before I boot you out of this classroom, I will tell you why I'm about to block you. So just know why. First off, you don't know how deep my thinking is. I wasn't born in the 50s, bitch. So how can I have thinking of the 50s? I think of me, of my time. And because you, my friend, can't think for your fucking self, you got the nerve to tell me what my thinking is? All right. Well, again, Mr. Hassam M., I wish you well in your endeavors. You take care of yourself. Goodbye. I'm doing him a favor, guys. Don't think I'm being mean. I'm doing him a favor. He has to, it's good that he goes. We don't want any disruption or anything like that, man. No, you didn't make a mistake. You made a choice. No, stop that. You didn't make a mistake, Thomas. You made a choice by asking me a dumbass question, then answering a dumbass question, then giving me a false answer of what fucking fear is. But see, that's what it is to you on your surface dwelling level. I'm not mad at you. It's just I have to correct those that get it wrong because people are going to believe that bullshit. That's bullshit what you're saying, man. Okay? No. Don't need to be I don't want you to apologize. I just want you to understand. It's all good. I'm not mad at you. No. I'm not mad at you, Thomas. No, it's just Hassan. No, Hassan ain't for this class. No. You're good. You're good. I'm not mad. I'm just saying that, listen, okay? But I know the hoodie man. No, I know. Listen. I know the hoodie man was speaking to him, but he wasn't ready to accept. See, what he did, he decided to make himself feel better by judge me, by trying to place me in a time period. He tried to place me in the 50s. I wasn't even born in the 50s. So how can you place me in that time period? So it was best that he goes and finds somebody else. Let me check the phone lines real quick. We chopping it up, guys. Got you covered. It's the Man Mindset. I am the Dean. Class is in session, gentlemen. I appreciate all you guys listening, man, but I'm here to help you win. What I'm trying to get you guys to see that, see, the problem with most of you guys, you're using and talking about fear in the exact wrong way. Fear is not a thing of danger. It's not about danger. Fear is saying that I just can't do what it is, so I'm going to make a fucking excuse to myself to be this word called afraid of. Yes, please understand, gentlemen, I will never swim in the waters on the southern tip of South of Africa. I will never swim in those waters ever. Because the sharks there near Seal Island, those sharks don't play. The great whites. I'll never swim in the waters in Australia because of the box jellyfish and the fucking great whites that migrate from there. So I won't do that. But see, I'm not fearful of that. It's just my common sense says I'm not going to put myself in a situation where I'm going to be in the fucking water with fucking dangerous ass animals. See that? That there's difference in that, guys, okay? There's difference in that, all right? But yes, yes. No, Thomas, stop beating yourself up. It's okay, Thomas. I don't want you to beat yourself up. That's not what this is about. I'm not here to have you beat yourself up. Just have to help you see things, okay? It's just see it. I mean, I don't see your focus is on a false, fake fear versus just doing what it is you want to do. I know you don't want to do it. I know you think there's some fucking boogeyman under your bed telling you if you do it, something bad's going to happen. But nothing happens but just talking to her. She's a fucking woman, guys. I mean, there's nothing what's so special about her, man? I don't see anything special about them where they have me free. I got to freeze up. I got to walk on the eggshells. I got to beat around the bush. I got to act like I'm her friend. I got to talk. Man, what is so special? Whatever it is, we've got to bottle it and sell it. I mean, we got to sell that shit. That shit is like on the level of like going through time or something. Time travel. I mean, what is so special about these women that you don't even see in yourself? Oh, wait, I don't think y'all understand what I just said. Why do y'all worship these women more than you worship yourself? You don't even value yourself on the level you work. You're afraid of women. And as I'm saying that I don't, you shouldn't be afraid. I'm saying this, listen. Okay. For you guys, it's okay to be a little nervous. I'm not saying, because this is a steppy process. But what I'm saying to you guys is that when you open your door or flip your light switch on in your house, why don't you have the same fear that you have of women? You want to know why? Because you separated church and state. You decided to put women on their own fucking little island where you can roll fruit at their feet versus just doing what it is you need to do. All right? You stop caring about yourself, and you don't want to win yourself, and it's okay. It's not, see, John, it's not a bad thing, but you cannot, okay, everything that you're doing and everything you're trying to do is really, it comes down to this simple thing, decision making. That's it. That's all it is. Decisions. Every decision that you make has shaped what you are and where you're going. Nobody else has done it. And surely ain't a woman doing that. She ain't even thinking about you. But the depth of the decisions that you make and how you should be focusing on yourself is that it is not just it's not just what you do within the year, because y'all are about to lose 2 months now because y'all ain't growing yet. But it's not about the months or the weeks or the days or the hours, not even the minutes, but the fucking seconds. Every thought, every day that you have and every second is shaping not only your life, but how you perceive the world. You are perceiving the world the wrong fucking way versus being that fucking dress in the store. Not necessarily the dress, but being the dress in the store, gentlemen. Because when you're the dress in the store, the dress doesn't beg the woman. The dress doesn't barter with the woman. The dress doesn't say, please wear me. Please appreciate me. Please do this. No, the dress just posts itself up and the women can see themselves with the dress on. See what the feeling. They get emotionally tied in and emotionally invested in that. But unfortunately for a lot of you guys today, you don't understand that every thought that you have is going to keep your perception exactly where it is. So think about this. If you have fear and you have anxiety and all these other things, how is your perception of the world going to change when you are making the decision to stay in the theater of the place that is holding you back? You're in the water in the middle of the ocean, like I've always said, putting holes in a boat, grabbing water from the ocean and dumping it in the boat, and then you're wondering why the boat is sinking. Every thought and every decision that you make is very, very important because it influences how you see the world. See, when you make the world about you, you know what you see? What you got to do. Hold on, guys. I'm going to call that before you fucking hit me with that plane and shit. Gentlemen, when you can communicate with yourself and see yourself, you don't see what the average guy sees, because everything you see is what benefits me. That's it. It's not complicated, man. It's what benefits me. What is the thing that's going to benefit me? Okay. EM. Judgment number five, judgment number six. E, why are you killing yourself, man? Why are you bringing up other guys, man? Come on. Why do you give a fuck about other guys, E? This is not a guy place where we cuddle with other guys. Why? Why are you saying this, man? That's number one. But number two, what part of choice why do you try to make it more than what it is? They choose to be, that's it, choice, man. Don't make it more than what it is. You shouldn't be worried about other guys, number one. But they're not in a state of anything but a state of choice. I choose to sit in the theater and look at how fucking bad my life is. But you, my friend, stop asking me about other men. This is not a cuddle party. And I tell you why. Because I don't give a fuck about other guys, man, like that, man. Nor should you. Nor should you be thinking about other guys like that. Come on, man. I just don't understand why you want to use every word in the dictionary that you can come up with and just avoid what the fuck is right in front of you. And it's your choice. You make the decision. You make the choice. Well, he's making the choice for you, but you're allowing him to make the choice for you. So you're making the choice. Not a state, a shock. Hey, what the fuck you mean shock? Shock of what? Of what? Come on, man. You got to wake up, man. Guys, take a moment. Sit down. All my dogs out there, sit down. All the guys listening. Let's go ahead and go into the tip ones in your mind real quick. Go ahead and read this. Let's go ahead and read this motherfucking joint called Gentleman. Man Mindset Creed. And all you guys out there, take a moment, take a time, and repeat after me if you possibly can. Let's do it. I am the only one of my kind. That is my truth. And I will defend that truth till my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I don't fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself and not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge other women. I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up. I'm not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That is your job. This is who I am today. And if you're lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you'll get to meet the new me tomorrow. Guys, go ahead and ask your questions. I'm Dean. We're here, the Man Mindset, breaking everything down for you guys out here. Hey, y'all are complicating this way too much. Jonathan, J-Dog, what is he saying? And every single person, including myself, wait, stop. Whoa, Jonathan, we just talked about this. Jonathan, just talked about this with the other guy. Yeah, you just coming. Jonathan, come on, man, stop. Oh. God, do y'all see why people can't be men? I mean, let me just read this shit. Every single piece, including myself, win to be a man in a game if we put the work in the effort. Well, you're not doing that. And the reason I'm asked, because you mentioned 98, you said many times not everyone can be a man win his game. No. Listen. You don't even know what effort is, Jonathan, until you're a student of the game. Because if you think this is effort, listen to this show, then this is just a place where you guys can bird watch. This is a place where you could just look at your binoculars and see how men act and behave. But most of you don't have what it takes to want to be a man. Okay? You can't win in the game because you're not a student of the game. You can't be a lawyer if you don't go to law school. I mean, you could try to try to defend yourself and all the other shit, but you can't be a lawyer if you don't go to law school and learn the rules of law and learn how you speak law. It's the same thing with the game. You've got to be a student of it. And most guys are just lazy. They don't want to learn. They just want to nitpick and stuff. So no, every single person cannot do this. That's why it's so amazing for those that's in it, because we are a secret group. We're like a secret society, man. It's just a small group of men that win all the time. But see, the thing is, let me show you. And this is all love, Jonathan. Here's the thing. See, you're saying, can every single person? I understand you're asking because of 98. That's the problem. That's strike number one. You're worried about the 98. Problem number two, when you say, can everybody, Well, Jonathan, can you? Can you? I can't answer that. You got to answer that. But see, what you need to do when you're ready to become a student is how can I join? What is the processes I take to begin the processes? That's where you need to coach and all that stuff. But when you say, can I don't know. Can you? I'm not trying to be a dick here either. I'm not trying to be a dick. But can you? Can you? I don't know. Can you? And that's the question. Oh, it's a decent question. I'm not mad at the question. I'm just saying that you're asking me to lie to you and say you can. I don't know if you can. So how would it be disingenuous of me to say that you can, and I don't even know if you can? Can I? Can you? I don't know. I don't know. Most of you, I can tell you no, because, I mean, look at the other guy, that King guy that asked me a question like 30 minutes ago about a woman. He can't. Because, see, here's the thing, John, was so cool about game. Right, Jonathan? If they can't do the easy shit that I'm giving you for free, how the fuck are you going to learn game if you're going to... You can't do the shit that you pay for. This is, I'll give you free shit all the time, and you can't even do the free shit. Okay? All right? No, Bernie, no, B, you got to get it right. No, don't say it if you don't know it right, brother. No, 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 no. You got 98%, and then the 1% are the gay guys, man. There ain't no 2%ers in this shit. It's really 0.5%ers, but we don't want to talk about that. But I'm saying that it's 98%. Then you got that 1% gay, and then you got us. So no, ain't no 2% man in that shit, brother. Ain't no 2% man in that. But no, what I'm saying to you, Jonathan, is that it all comes down to you. It's not me. I can't force you to force yourself to make the choice to believe in yourself, to focus on yourself, to be a student of the game. I can't force you to do that. That's disingenuous. Because think about a loser. If I said that you can and you're a loser, then all of a sudden weeks later you're still a fucking loser, and you blame me for that shit. You're not gonna blame me for that shit, because I'm pinning it on you. It's not on me. Shit ain't on me. Because I'm here to help my students, all the time, all the time. Here to help my students. But most of you guys out here, you know, see, the reason why, Jonathan, the 98% of you guys always going to fail is because you never make decisions for the betterment of your life. Now, you make responsible decisions about your job and shit, but you don't make decisions. Every decision that you want to make when it comes to the game or it comes to women, you're so used to watching YouTubers because you want other people to make those decisions for you. Because in your mind, you're not strong enough to even make those decisions. You're not even on that level. So that's the problem. Does the game of chess apply to the game? No. Chess has a little bit as far as strategy and position making, but it's not about rooks, pawns, kings, and queens. No, it's not that. No. Kind of in the same neighborhood, but not in the same street. But positioning, yes. Strategy, yes. They get five moves ahead of your opponent. Yeah. But, you know, all that other stuff, no. Let me check the phone lines. Lines are open, gentlemen, if y'all want to call in. But most of you guys just don't realize you're allowed to make decisions. But you're also allowed to fuck up and you're allowed to fail. Failing is not a bad thing. Well, no, excuse me. You're failing right now, but learning is not a bad thing. I'm not, y'all fail now, but y'all don't learn shit. You can't learn anything if you ain't going out there and getting knocked on your fucking ass. What do you learn from the sidelines? I'm curious. What does one learn from the sideline? What do you learn? How to be a better sideline reporter or some shit? I don't fucking know, but men don't move that way. And to me, that's why it's important when, you know, we're learning game, that we have to begin to make decisions for ourselves, not a decision for anybody else. What do I want to do for myself? But here's the big and sad problem. You're already making the decision to not choose you. And you don't even realize you're doing it. There has been a decision made. And that decision is not to pick me first. Pick the women first. Pick my mom first. Pick my friends first. Pick anybody that judges me over myself. And then you wonder why you don't win. You can't win this way. And gentlemen, we're just gonna start doing 2-hour show. I'm gonna start whittling this down and stuff. But we got another 50 minutes to go. So any questions y'all got, we got you covered and all that stuff. But what I'm saying is that you have the choice. And listen, I'm not saying this for motivation. So please do not take it as such. You can win and you can be a man. But just because you can catch a football doesn't mean you get to play on Sundays. Just because you can shoot a basketball doesn't mean you get an NBA contract. Just because you can pitch a ball and throw a fastball doesn't mean you're going to get on a baseball team. Doesn't mean that. So I don't want to give you a false sense of hope. See, dog, it's so deep, I think I'm going to have to post it, even though you didn't say it, you know. I already said that. I just said, yeah, right. Well, what you're saying, I'm saying the same thing. Yes. See, between the person that can catch the football, you take two guys and catch the football, okay? They catch the football really well, really good. But why would one make the NFL and the other one flipping hamburgers at some hamburger joint or some shit like that? He just loses his dream. Because the one that catches the football doesn't necessarily just focus on catching the football, gentlemen. Catching the football is not even the number one thing. The number one thing is being able to read defenses, being able to watch a cornerback and watch his shoulders and his hips and the way he moves so that wide receiver can position himself to catch the football. But in order to know him, he's got to know the team. He's got to know the plays. He's got to know the defense. He's got to watch the film. And all the combination of all those things are going to propel him to his greatness versus the one that just says, I can catch a football. Why can't I be in the NFL? I can catch a ball just as good as him. Why can't I be? Because it's not just about catching the football. Thus, the game, which is never about women, it is so intricate and deep. It's so, it's a fun thing, guys. Y'all, it's like y'all are missing out on fun. A lot of you guys are missing out on fun. It's exciting. It's exciting to wake up every morning and know that you got game, that you're not the average guy, and everything you do is working and building towards your greatness. That's the beauty of everything. And that's what I'm trying to get you young men to see. I'm trying to get you guys to begin to see something that you don't believe in, but I can't see it for you. I can't see it for you. But I can tell you that your decisions that you make are why you're here right now. Every decision that you make is why you're here right now. But you just don't understand how deep everything around you is, man. Once you change the mind, you change the perception. Once you change the perception, gentlemen, you see fear going away, no confidence going away, because all these things have to start with the communication one has with oneself. Because if you don't communicate with yourself, how are you going to be able to explain yourself, not only to yourself, but to those around you? But what do y'all do? You hang out with your loser-ass friends. You watch a bunch of loser-ass programming. Or you watch people that coddle you versus telling you the truth. And look what you build up. You build up a false sense of reality, man. A false sense of reality. And what I'm trying to do is I'm really trying to wake you up from this dream. I'm trying to wake you up from this dream. Because I can't get you where you want to go. Nobody can. I am here to show you how to get yourself where you need to go, because when you do it yourself, the perception that you have will change. The change. Well, not now, sorry, now, not necessarily. No. See, you're getting it all wrong. See, men are good with women. Men put a lot of work in themselves, man. See, what you guys see is the end result of the back end work you'll never see. It's the back end work. See, you see, C-Dog, you're saying that just like a few men are good with women. No. Mm-mm. A few men choose to be good with themselves. The women don't, men are not good with women. Men are good with themselves. Women just come along. And when they come along, they know how, and they're already prepared on what to do. So you're looking at good in the wrong way. You can't be good if you ain't good with yourself. Now, here we go with another loser question. Oh, my God. Here we go. Do you believe that someone has to be a loser, meaning had to part? Listen, C-Dog, I don't believe in anything but me. So technically, I don't give a fuck what someone is, because what they are not my business. They do play, listen, I give you this. They play a role in the economy, because there are bigger things happening. But this is why I'm trying to teach these young men. Stop believing in shit. Stop believing in shit and start believing in yourself. Change your perception. People think, and what people do is none of your business. Kind of goes back to what I'm showing you with what is being good with women. I'm not good with women. I'm just a bad motherfucker to me. And women get the remnants of the work, dedication that I put in my motherfucking ass 25 hours a day, 8 days a week, and on Sunday. They just get the remnants of something that is beyond their own comprehension and thought. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. You see an end result, but again, like I tell y'all guys, hey, y'all, while y'all are sleeping, I'm grinding. While y'all are up, I'm still grinding. I got to force myself. I got to force myself to sleep 2 or 3 hours. And I feel like I'm losing out on some shit by closing my fucking eyes, because that's the kind of thing I, but see, but most guys are not going to see nobody's going to see what made Michael Jordan so great. You just see the end result. Same thing with Kobe. Same thing with any great tennis player. Same thing with any great baseball player. You know, y'all all see the end result, but you don't see the work that they put in, the sweat, the blood, the tears, late at night sweating, hurting in pain or whatever they're doing. Y'all don't see that shit. Most y'all guys think that you can just like just step on a plate and swing the bat. Now, I mean, it doesn't work that way. But what I'm saying is that here's the thing. You don't have to be a winner. You don't have to be a loser. Because you ready for this, C-Dog? What defines a winner and a loser? Are you a loser because she says no? Or are you a winner because she says no? Are you a loser because she rejects you, or are you a winner because she rejects you? There's a really catchy thing when you start to realize, because I know some of this shit's going over y'all head, but hey, thank you, Tyler. Appreciate that, Tyler. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Hold on a second, check the phone lines. Lines are open for 30. The show and the lines are going to go off at the same time. 37 more minutes in the show. What I'm saying is that I don't think you guys should be losers. But because I know you're a loser, remember, fuck what I think, because it ain't about what I think. It's about what you think. And most of you know that you're a loser because that's the choice you choose. You choose to be in theater number one. That's the choice. But yet you're in theater number one listening to this show thinking that I can get you out of the theater. I can't get you out of the theater. All I can do is get you to believe in yourself enough to communicate with yourself to get yourself out of the theater. A winner is a person who is successful and they got what they want in life. Well, yeah, I'm gonna give you a little bit of that. Hey, Cyrus, I guess I'm a loser. I'm a loser by your standards. I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And the reason is because I am very unsuccessful, and I will always be unsuccessful until the day I die of reaching manhood. I will never be a man because I'm chasing infinite, and I will always, I'm unsuccessful. See what I'm saying? I am a loser, I guess. In your eyes, and what you're saying is, no, listen to me. I'm not, I'm explaining to you. Listen, young man, listen. You said that a loser is a person who is not unsuccessful, wait, or have not achieved what they want, right? I will never achieve manhood until I die, because I'm always evolving. I cannot stop evolving, okay? You're not understanding what I'm trying. I'm just saying by your standards. See, you can't call somebody a loser when you don't understand the terms when it comes to game. Does it make me a loser because I'm unsuccessful with a woman? No. See, this is where you're doing some surface dwelling. You're not thinking for it right. You're not thinking. You're not a loser. Okay, I want to get this woman. I talk to the woman. I'm unsuccessful. So does that make me a loser? No. See, that's where you're not seeing things. You're trying to box in what your perception is. And again, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. But I would strongly disagree in what you're saying, that statement. If that's what you think is your statement, I can't argue that because that's how you feel. But for my students here or the guys that's listening, what he's saying is definitely off. Because there are no losing. What did I say in the creed? We don't lose. We're never losers. We're not losers. Because we learn. We don't lose. We learn. But I will be unsuccessful. You will be unsuccessful with women. So with Lucario, 50, Miles, E, and Zach, all of us will not get them all. We will be unsuccessful. Now, in the world's eyes, if they think that what makes us a loser, we can't fight, nor will we try to defend or try to change the mind of someone that thinks that way. That just doesn't work that way. But see, and you're new here, and I appreciate you. But what I'm trying to get you to do is to stop just trying to make statements and learn how to be a statement. And it's really hard to do because a lot of people, they just feel so good when they can just say things. But you can always tell if they're really living the things that they're saying. I know what I am, but guess what? I can't get them all. And I don't give a fuck one way or another, but I can't. Let me check the lines real quick. Guys, we got 32 minutes left in the show, guys. Y'all want to call in. Let me get 309 real quick, but don't forget tomorrow. E and I will be on at 8 East tomorrow. E and I will be on since we missed Monday's show. 309, what's your question, brother? How can I help y'all?
Hey, what's up, Steve? How you doing? This is Tiago.
I'm in your world.
And,
how you doing? What's up?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm just wanted to say that you're spinning some real fire tonight. Like, you're really opening my eyes about what it's like the next dimension, what that next level is like. And my question for you is, can you give, like, these surface dwellers a little glimpse of what diving and being in the interior is like?
Well, it's not – see, okay, 309, it's not necessarily the interior. It's the perception. See, the perception is the wrong. See, the perception is what they think women are or what they think they are with women. You see what I'm saying? But the interior,
but the
interior, it has to be by the own person. He's got to see the interior because he's got to create his language. I can't tell you what it's like to be me, because if I started doing that, what do you think that's going to happen? That's going to get somebody that now I'm creating a cult, right? Because then everybody's saying, well, damn, I want to be like Steve. I want to be like Steve, you know, robotic. I want to be like Steve. I don't want that. I don't want them to be like me. I want them to create their own interior that where they look to themselves for all their answers. And what that's going to do is that's going to shift their perception, but they can't see it yet. because they
can't see it exactly.
Yeah, you can't. You cannot. There's no way you can see it. But the only way to begin the process of seeing it is the communication. I keep telling you, first thing you got to do is.
Yeah.
Think about the choice. Think about the choice. Remember, I always tell the guys in here, right, that they can stay in movie theater number one. That's where they're at, right? They're in movie theater number one, right? Right? Remember, I always tell them that, right? But what else do I tell them? See, when you start to communicate with yourself, you then realize you have the choice to choose the time of the movie theater, the start of the movie. You have the choice of the place you want to go. You have the choice to buy the tickets there. Where you want to sit, where you want popcorn or bonbons or whatever the fuck it is, right? You have the choice. The movie is just there. Remember, just like the dress in the window. The movie is just there. It's not going to change for you. It's just going to keep running in that theater. But I'm saying that you don't have to be there if you choose not to be. But if you don't think you're good enough and you don't believe that you have what it takes to make it, then you understand you are supposed to be where you're at. Listen, not every dog has a bite. Not every lion is fucking alpha. You know what I mean? Yeah, they're predators, but not all the predators. A lot of these motherfuckers are soft and shit.
There's the alpha among the predators.
Right, exactly. So you see, the problem is, they're looking for somebody to tell them it's okay to make a choice. But if I'm telling you it's okay that you can make a choice, then you're following my program versus following your program. So once you make your choice, because I tell you it's okay to make a choice, then you got to wait for me to tell you what the next thing is okay and the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. But what I'm saying is, instead of me telling you it's okay that you have a choice, why don't I give you reasons why you might want to change your mind and start making these choices? Because the only way you're going to change your perception is by really making the choice for yourself. You see what I'm saying? Just making the choice for yourself. You know what I mean?
What would be the first step for these surface dwellers for them to...
The first step is the puzzles, dog. I keep telling you, they don't understand it. The first step is the puzzles. They don't even understand the depth of the puzzles. They just have no
idea.
They think I'm just telling them to go on an adventure, grab 100-piece puzzles, and put that shit together. They don't understand all I'm trying to do. I mean, there's millions of things I'm doing with this, but the most important thing is I'm trying to get them to communicate with themselves, to solve something by themselves, where they start to ready, trust themselves. Where they
trust themselves,
right, and they stand on what they're saying.
And they can talk to themselves.
Yes,
openly.
Exactly, because the only way you can communicate with a woman is by the trust that you have in yourself. But if you don't believe in yourself, then you're going to focus on what do I have to say to her to get her to like me, to get her to approve of me, and fuck you in the fucking...
And then the focus is on her now. Fuck that shit.
Right, that's what I'm saying, fuck that shit. So that's why it's important to communicate with yourself first. See, when you do that, yes, also the patient, see, dog. It does so many things, but a lot of people don't see it. See, a lot of people are like, why did I get some puzzles? How's the puzzle going to help me be better with women and all this other stuff, man? You know what I mean?
That's genius of you. That's genius of you.
I mean, it's not game work, man. It's just that we're not like anybody else. We just on some other shit. So let me grab another call. Yeah. But you got questions and stuff, my brother?
You know, I just wanted to ask, what about these people that they don't like who they are? They don't like who they are. When they go to talk to themselves, they encounter a person in the mirror that's someone that they actually don't like.
No. Now mirror, window. Remember window.
A window.
The ones that don't like you, those are always out of the window. They're never looking in the mirror because they don't want to look at their truth. So their truth needs to be on a lie. So what does that do? If I don't like myself, right, because of my self-importance and ego, then guess what I got to do? I got to find other people to blame instead of looking at the man in the mirror. That's why they're always looking out of the window, because they're not focused. 251, I got you 1 second. But does that make any sense, brother?
Got it.
Okay. All right, well, I'll throw you back man. Thank you for the call, man. Stay warm out there, man. It's cold as fuck down here. Appreciate you, 309.
Appreciate
I respect. 251, you're next. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, it's Brandon. I got a couple questions, right? I done went out there and I've been learning. And my question is, like you said, the game is not about women. It's about self. And my question is like, whenever we're going out and we're learning, because we don't fail, is that also showing that the game is actually about me? So meaning when I go put in my bid, right, and she denies it or she says no, I go back home and I go and I relook at my bid. All right, where did I go wrong? Where can I fix it? And things like that. Is that what you mean when you say the game is on us? Because the whole time to see what I can better myself in at.
Yeah, right,
am I on
right,
the right track or am I missing
you're
something?
On the right, yes, you're on the right track, but just please remember this. Just remember, I need you to understand this. The one thing I don't want you to be, big dog, is hard. Not to say you're hard on yourself, but I want you to lighten up a little bit. And let me show you. Let me explain why. Because I know how it feels when you put your bid and you work hard and then they say they're not interested. And, you know, I'm not saying you feel some kind of way, but sometimes it's a little bit of a downer, right? It's a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So let me.
Okay, I got you.
I'm not saying a little. I'm just saying, let me ease your mind and those that listen to me. Remember what I told you before. Don't forget it's about trust, perception, and time. All three of those things play a part in when you're talking to that woman. So just because she's not interested in you doesn't mean she couldn't have been interested in you. It's just you came at the wrong time. You know, it's weird about the world and time. Let me give you an example. It's weird. And then we're going to get deep for a second. We're about to get deep. I want to get deep with you for a second. Hold on 1 second. Everybody, you know, I got to, hold on 1 second. Guys, I'm about to get deep with y'all motherfuckers. So let me pull up. Guys, we're about to get deep now. The depth that we're about to get on is being brought to you by, here's that, Excuse Fairy Crunch. Guys, make sure you get your box of Excuse Fairy Crunch, simp size or cupcake size. Comes in cocoa and strawberry flavors for the simp in you. Get your box of Excuse Fairy Crunch. Now listen to it. All right, let me show you something. Let me show how deep it is. Time is beautiful. It's art. But you have to understand, every choice we make is going to put you on a different pathway. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Let's say you meet a woman at 2:30 versus 2:35. Let me give you a difference, okay? Let's say you walked up and you met a woman. Okay, let's say you're walking by the ice cream store. You see the ice cream store. You're like, damn, man, that look like that's a good ice cream in that motherfucker. Or, you know, like, damn, I want a burger. That shit looking interesting. But you're like, never mind. I'll just get some of that later. And you keep walking, right? And you run into that woman at 2. You probably could get her at 2. You might get her at 2:30. Why? Because what happens between 2:30 and 2:35, everything changes. Like every choice we make puts us in a pathway to where we're at. I can't explain this shit. It's some deep shit. But what I'm saying is that think about the other you that's walking down the street and says, you know what? I want to get that pizza or that hamburger. And you go in the store and buy it, right? And then by some way, you either miss that woman because of the time. Let's say the woman you like this is what like you guys understand. You miss millions of people that you can be with by the choices that you make. Now, listen to what I'm saying. Let's say, okay, you're walking down the street. You see the burger, the ice cream place, right? You go in the store. But if you would have kept straight, you would have met that woman at 2:30, that you would have intersected with her at 2:35, right? But because you went in that store, she at 2:35, she hit the intersection. She kept going, but you missed it. So at 2:35, she's already passed it. So 2:36, you're going straight. You see, say you missed each other. You see what I'm saying? You missed each other.
I follow me.
Yes.
That, is that connecting to why we tell her whenever we put our bid in and, like, the first three text messages, how we met her, going back to the time reference now?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was connected. I can see it now.
Yeah. You go,
now
right.
I understand why we do it. Why you say that? Because I would have went and got my cereal. She could have checked out of the grocery store and been gone by the time I got there, and I missed out on her.
No, you wouldn't have missed out. She would have missed out on you.
Why? Because of the opportunity. Shit, I just learned it. All right. Okay. I got another question because I've been doing some. I've been learning a lot.
Good, man.
All right.
Good.
So my next question, right, that I wanted to ask this. Hey,
yes.
Well, like, whenever I say I don't have game, because I've learned you either have it or you don't, right?
No. Yeah.
Am I necessarily placing a judgment on myself thinking about that when I was.
No. Okay. When you're honest with yourself, that's not a judgment. See, when you're saying that I'm too short, too ugly, and I got a small, but those are surface. See, those are surface things. That's the anything judgmenty that you have about yourself is surface, above the surface. You're judging what you don't have. But when you're honest with yourself, you see, what you're doing is good. See, you're being honest with yourself. I don't have game. So that gives you a brand new platform and puts you and shifts you on a whole different street because you're not lying to yourself and acting like you have something that you don't. See, when you act like you have something you don't, then you're going on a different pathway of building lie upon lie upon lie versus you saying, I don't. It's like, okay, remember. I came to my mentor, right? I asked my mentor to help me, right? I wanted to have mentor. I had to humble myself. I didn't know shit. And that's why think about, let's go back to, you remember the Karate Kid? I mean, it's Karate Kid. Remember Karate Kid? Okay, so Daniel realized he didn't have game or didn't know karate, right? He couldn't fight, right? So he knew he couldn't, right? So that's why he asked Miyagi to help him because he didn't know he couldn't fight. He admitted he couldn't fight, right? But his problem went to a second level. See, admitting that you can't do something is okay. But then when you expect the person who's teaching you to teach you by how your perception of how you should be taught, that's where the problem comes in at. See, you can say I don't have pain, but then if I'm telling you to go get your puzzle pieces and you question like, what the fuck is a puzzle piece got to do with game? It's like how Daniel's son was like, why do I got to wash these cars? I thought you were going to teach me how to kick and punch. See, then you're on a false lie. See, you got to be open to and say, I don't want to learn. I want to learn. And like you're doing now, you're asking questions. You're not questioning me. You're not saying, Steve, you're 50 years old. What can you teach me about the game? Steve, you're married. How are you going to be able to teach the game? You out the game, man. You don't know shit. See, you're not doing that. You're asking questions. Yeah. But through your questions, you just had a light bulb moment because you connected something that I never even told anybody about. This is the first time I talked about it. But you connected when we talked about
it. I got a couple more questions.
You got,
I got a couple more.
Wait.
Okay. So, like, I've been doing my puzzle pieces, right? And it's
Hold on. See, dog, this is what I'm going to say to you. I'm going to be nice to you because you're new here. This is what I'm going to say to you. I don't give a fuck if you agree or you don't agree. But this is why you have no fucking game. Now, listen to me, young man. You're allowed, if you have a problem calling to the show, but don't you ever say that weak bitch-ass shit again. Because, see, your surface-dwelling thinking doesn't understand that your looks ain't what connects the bitch, you dumb motherfucker. It's the emotional connection, you stupid fuck. And you don't have to look a certain way to connect with a woman. So I'm going to say this to you one time and one time only. Either shut your fucking ass out. Hold on, caller. Shut your bitch ass up or get the fuck out of the room. It's your choice. But don't you come in this fucking room trying to tell people just because they look ugly in your fucking eyes. See, that's your hold on a second, 251. That's your fucking problem. That's your problem. Just because someone might be ugly in your eyes doesn't mean they're ugly to themselves. And stop worrying about other men. Stop talking about other men or get your fucking ass out the room. I'm sorry, big dog. I had to check a dumbass motherfucker, man. You know what I hate, 251? I hate when motherfuckers want to sit around and talk about ugly men. What is ugly? What is ugly?
But what they're placing a judgment on another man.
I know he is placing a judgment. You're right, but I'm just saying. See, the problem with you surface dwellers like that dumb motherfucker, see, his perception is why he ain't shit, because he's worried about someone calling him ugly. If you don't believe that you are beautiful to yourself, then get the fuck out of this room. Be ugly on someone else's channel. I think, and I can't think because I know these guys, every man listening to this show, if someone else thinks they're ugly, it's none of their business because they believe in themselves. So don't you fucking come in here, that silly-ass shit, motherfucker. You get your bitch ass out. Okay, Carl, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go. What's your next question?
Nah, you cool. Hey, all right, so I've been doing my puzzle pieces, right? And
yes, sir.
I'll never forget when I first did it, I started off at the bottom with the corners, and I worked my way up. Like, yes, last night, I did something totally different. I can't explain how I did it, but I did the normal. I started off at the bottom, and then I went to the middle and started putting it together and worked my way and finished my puzzle. Now, my question I was having now, I guess, like, I'm not saying I'm advanced, but I'm just saying, have I done that puzzle too many times where I know where stuff goes, or am I making adjustments because I'm starting to see more as I keep doing my puzzle?
Right, that's it. You just answered your question.
Wait,
you've done
so I'm
it
starting
so
to see
times.
More because I'm doing it so many times?
Right, because that's what I'm trying to show you, repetition, rehearsing,
yo,
doing it
okay.
Over and over and over and over again until, you ready? Until...
Yeah.
You see what's on the box that you threw away. You don't even have to see
it. But I don't got the box, so I can't see it.
But you're seeing it, though. You see what I'm saying? You're seeing
it. Like, it's crazy.
Well, it's not. No. It's not crazy. It's just you have just opened a new door to yourself that you never had before. See, you're seeing it. Uh-huh. Yeah, this is good. You're seeing it through your eyes, and you don't even need to look at the box. You can see it right there. So you know where to move, and you know where to go. Why? Because who are you communicating with?
Myself.
There you go. That's all it is.
But it goes deeper than that. I guess I got too many products that I've been learning, because it's what self of me am I building on at that point?
God damn you,
wouldn't
man.
Wouldn't that go into my creative self?
You made me add another plus to your A's, man. You're getting it. Exactly.
Oh, okay. All right.
Exactly.
And I had another thing. Like, I went out to the club and stuff, and it was my first time going out, and I got rejected. Now, I noticed before, I didn't get rejected. She missed out on the opportunity of being
there
with me. So here's what I learned, right? Because before, it would have just shitted me out. Like, immediately after it happened, I went to thinking, like, okay, here's what I did wrong. I kind of threw some shit up on the wall, because that was before I had my coaching call with you after the situation. Yeah. But I noticed in the moment, I was like, okay, maybe I came on too strong. Maybe it was this when I said that. Maybe going back to the timing thing, she was with her blind friend when I was talking to her, but she got a blind friend, and she ain't going to leave her out. And so I was like, but it made me think of something, right? So, like, you always talk about the, you know, ninja inside of us, right? What if ninja is really not fear? And you said, how did you say it? You said, what if it's really your
lying?
So I got to thinking about it, like, what if that's my real GPS of my mind finding a chick that I like sexually that I'm interested in, instead of it being fear? What if that's my internal GPS saying, hey, we like her. Let's go talk to her.
Right. That's why I say embrace. See, what you did a long time ago that you don't realize, you named it fear. You named it. It didn't name itself fear, because that was the shit that got you to the egg, right? It had a hustle mentality. But you felt it. But instead of embracing it, what people do is they try to run away from that feeling because they think it's a bad thing. But it's really, that's the thrill of the hunt, what you're feeling right now. That's the excitement. Yes.
So that's why it's getting more fun as I'm getting, as ladies are missing opportunities of getting with me. It's more fun now because I always go home and I work on myself like, all right, maybe, because like now I'm at the point, like I got to thinking about, okay, what's my steps in going through the conversation? And it is like the first thing, Kellen, how I met you. And, you know, going through that whole time, one, two, and three. And then the third thing is set up the date. And so, I think I'm starting to see it now. Because it's like if I miss something, I go, what step can I edit a little bit? Where did we fall off? Because then I can go back and make adjustments, reading. Okay, so I'm following. So I'm on the right track.
Yeah, but always remember, and I hope this eases your mind, because she rejected you doesn't actually mean she might not have wanted to be with you. It's just a moment in time where you met up with her. There are things that happened before. Maybe there was a guy that was a like called her a bitch because he didn't like, yo, what's up, baby? She didn't know, fuck you, bitch. I don't want to talk to you. Then she was, you know, she felt some kind of way, right? And then here you come along. Here you come along while she's, and again, this is not your fault, but maybe she was feeling some kind of way based on somebody else. And then what you're getting is the moment. And that's why you can't get mad at this, because you're just running into a moment. But here's the thing. See, remember how time works. See, if you could have put your bid in, or you, like, let's say you took a 20-minute shower, right? I'm just showing you how deep this is. Let's say you took a 20-minute shower. What if you cut that shower to 15 minutes and did everything you did, and then you ran into her 5 minutes before the guy that called her bitch came in there? You probably would have got her. See what I'm saying? See, people don't understand how time works. You probably would have got her, but remember, there's no knock on you, but I'm just saying, everything you do is going to put you on a pathway. So if you would have took a 15-minute shower and you did everything you did up to the steps and got in that club 5 minutes earlier and talked to that woman before he came along, maybe that would have been the difference maker. So you can't get, don't ever get mad at what happens, because everything you do is going to set and shift a different time. It's weird. I don't make the rules up of this shit. This is the depth of game that one learns about. You see that? It's not even about women. That's how deep you're going to be learning about this shit. It's about...
That's all about me.
It's all about you.
I can see that.
It's all about
me. I'm sorry. I got one more question before I go. So the last thing is, I don't know if you remember me, but I'm Brandon. And, like, last week your shows were fucking amazing. Even with the time on, like, I'm still getting game from that, especially through our conversation now of how deep it is. And then I was like, and then I heard, you know, you referenced my coaching call. I'm feeling good about myself. Then you dropped my poetry that I was created, that I was the one telling you about the months. But then something happened last week where I learned that guys are just bird watching. There's not many people that's actually, you know, doing their coaching and stuff like that or whatever, whatever. And they take on the show and try and apply it in their life. But I learned at that moment when he messed up is that's not him. So, like, no matter how fly the shit I write down as my poetry and they take it and they use it, it's not their life. So it's going to come off weird.
Right.
Like, I was looking at it through the testimony with Mike when he did us that that fucking mean-ass vision statement. And I've been working on my own now at home. I kind of use his as a blueprint. But using my life now, and that's what helped me think about it, because I was like, but that, like, this certain things don't align with me. Like, that's not my experience. So I was saying, so now that makes sense when you say every man is different and you're the only one of your kind, because therefore they don't have my life experiences, correct?
Right, and this is also going back to your thing before. This is why I tell you to go for it when you see it. Because every second you take off and every minute you hold off, something is going to go and happen in her life that is either going to affect it where she's not going to be interested in you, or it's gonna, or you're gonna miss out on something.
Wow.
That's right. You got to move on it. That's what I'm saying. When you see it, you go for it, and you don't wait, because every second counts. Every second counts.
Yo, and that's this timing thing? Yo, I got to rewatch that video again. Yeah. I got some more notes I got to get out of that. And last thing before you go, I know I'm asking a lot, but, hey, the game has been heavy for me this week, working on myself and my conversations and stuff like that. All right, so I know now I need to rehearse and go and sound check, like, the places I'm going to be going to, like the coffee houses and stuff. Is there a way that I can rehearse my conversations? Because currently, like, I rehearsed my bid. I got the names of some ladies and a hat that you told me.
Wait, I got the location. Now, remember, the reason why you have to rehearse your conversations, that's where the branch comes in with the Texan toolkit. The branch is the most beautiful piece of work, because you're taking what she's telling you and you're choosing how you want to talk about it. Thus, how are you going to lead her where you want her to go? All right, I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example. Tell me something the woman says off the top, because I'm going to show you how easy it is. Tell me something the woman said to you, like, in the conversation y'all had. Just tell me one thing.
Okay, she said, what is it about my smile that you like?
Okay, what is it about my smile that you like? Now, hold on. I already got it here. Now, this is what I'm thinking of, okay? I'm going to take her smile. I'm going to stay on my four, and I'm going to lead that smile to a kiss, okay? Now, I'm going to show y'all what your smile does, okay? Now,
okay.
It's not what I like about your smile. It's basically what I told you when I first met you. You see, your smile and your looks got my curiosity. That's why I put my bid in and I'm talking to you. But now what I like more, I don't like the smile that I see now. I like the smile that I see that's behind the curtain. Since you and I have been talking to each other, I've always told you character is so important to me, because I need that to match up with beauty. But now I can see a smile beyond your smile and see that what you really are is actually who you are on the inside. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? I'm not asking any questions. I'm just flowing with it, right? But also, the thing about that smile that I can't wait to see is that smile when I lean over and do this. Kiss. See that?
Damn.
So, but look how I did that, though. I she asked what I like about smile, but I don't want to talk about her smile already. On the surface, I want to talk about that. Remember this, everything on this, remember two levels, mood, emotion. Mood is on the surface level. Emotion's on the bottom, middle, below the surface, right? So yes. Her smile was just a mood. I'm not attacking that. Remember, you don't attack the mood. You attack. So the mood was her smiling at that moment. But see, that's above the surface, right? I don't want to attack that smile. I want the smile that is connected to her emotions, that's connected to her trust, that's connected to sexual trust. That's the smile I'm trying to connect to.
Yo, that's deep. Hey, and before I go, because I got to go back in to work, can you tell me what's the minute marker when I called in so I can go back and replay it? So I can, when I get home, I can write some more notes down?
The minute mark is probably the last, you're the last 15 minutes of the show, I think. I think you're the last 15 minutes of the show. I mean,
I've been listening to it at work, but I got to get back in here. Thanks, you're big help.
Yeah, brother, real quick before you go, just remember, okay? You're doing an excellent job. Don't be hard on yourself. One thing you and I can't control is time, but we can always make time. We can't control. Remember, there's three things going in. One is this one current. If you think about a current, and it'll think of it like that. Life, game, and time are continuously going in one, and they are not stopping for any of us. We can't control time, but we can make time. You see what I'm saying? So once you begin to make time with oneself, then time will work for you. Because think about this. Now, let me show you something deep. Think about how cold this is. Now, I'm going to give you another time. We're going to say 12:15 and 12:25. Or, okay, I say 12:15, 12. Let's say 12:15, 12. Let's say 12:15 and 12:25, okay? Now, PJ, yeah. This is going to be weird. Okay, now, you remember you're in the shower. You did your 20 minutes in the shower. You did everything you did that led to the woman that said no to you, right? She said she wasn't right. interested because of whatever. Okay. Well, Cyrus, hey, hold on a second. Cyrus, I really do appreciate you, man. This is not for you, man. I wish you best of luck to your endeavors. But hold on, caller. Let me tell him while I'm kicking him out real quick. Cyrus, let me tell you something. Hold on a second. I wasn't calling. Cyrus, let me tell you why I'm blocked you, because I always want to tell people why they're getting blocked, why they're getting blocked. The reason that you're getting blocked is because you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And for the fact that you're calling these men ugly is on some homosexual shit. You are not here to call other men ugly. Who are you to judge a man by how he looks? But now that you are questioning me, I'm just going to say to you, this is not the right place for you. So with that being said, Cyrus, I wish you the best in your endeavors, man. Take care of yourself, and I hope the guy that you find helps you out. You're gone. So that's it. You can go. I'm good. That's how we do things. Anyway, sorry, sir. But no, what I'm saying to you is this. All right. We're going to take woman number one, woman number two. Okay? Share our game work.
Okay.
Woman number two, based on what she's doing, will be in your sights at 12:25. All right? You're going to meet up with, well, let's say she's walking. She's going to be walking across the bar by 12:25. Okay? I'm going to show you how time works. We can't control this. I'm just saying, that's her pathway is at 12:25. She's going to go by the bar. Now, you see the woman at the bar at 12:20, right? So you go up to her.
Right.
Now, you're 5 minutes short because the guy before you pissed her off. So she wasn't interested in you. So she wasn't interested in you. And then you see another woman coming by, that woman coming across at that point, and you turn around and talk to her. You'll probably get – see, this is how beautiful time is. You this is why I say you talk to you when you see them, you talk to them, because every pathway that everybody's doing is based on the, now let me show you perception. All right, give me a second. Now the woman that got there at 12:25. Well, let me just give you an example. Right. You want to know why she there at 12:25? Because what happened was she started to get ready to leave, and maybe there was a TV show that came on that she wanted to watch for 5 minutes, which shifted the time. Or maybe she didn't have the right makeup on, so she wiped her lipstick off and found a better makeup to go with. You see what I'm saying? Or she looked for a new dress. So time is always shifting. Time is always moving. But based on what she's doing, it's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Shit.
If what she's doing leads her, okay, before she goes to the bar, leads her in a pathway of a motherfucking loser, or an asshole, a jerk that does something to her, that's going to shift not only the time, but it's also going to shift the mindset. So when you walk up on her, her perception is everything that has happened in her past, which is the point that you intersect with her. Okay, when you meet her, that point. You, everything that she believes or has seen, that's her perception of the world. That's her perception. It's not the perception, but it's her perception. Meaning, this is why when they tell you they're not interested, it just might not be the right time. So you can't be upset because of the time. You just got to accept the time, because whatever happened before you led her to the point where the two of you intersected. But whatever happened before you is really not your fault. It would ever happen. And see, a lot of guys make it, a lot of guys get frustrated over the rejection, but they don't understand it's not their fault. It's just how time works. Maybe if you did something different versus her doing something different, y'all would have met at a different point. You see, instead of the 12:25 point, you might have met at a 12:30 point, which is totally different, because between 12:25 and 12:30, something good might have happened to her. She might have been in a better mood. Remember? See, the problem is the mood. See, everybody doesn't understand mood. And that's what they're always going for is the mood. But the mood is based off of the perception. Mood is based off of perception. Okay? But what I'm saying is why I'm going for the emotion. That's why I'm trying to go after the emotion. But that's why I'm only talking to me. See, I can't change time. I can't force time to bend its will. Now, we can now flirt the fuck. You know, bending reality. You know, I talk about bending reality, that shit. Flirt the fuck, right? I don't know if you have flirt the fuck.
Yes,
but,
sir.
Right, right. So you understand about the flirt the fuck with the paper ball. I was talking about the paper. See, a lot of guys, you know this, the majority of the guys hit the building with the paper ball. You know what I'm talking about. Majority of guys hit the paper ball, hit the building with the paper ball. And that's, and see, that kind of impact will not lead to the emotions internally. It will only keep them at the mood. If you look, if you think the mood is the building, right, and you're flirt the fuck, you hit them with the paper, then the building ain't going to fall, right? Because there's no impact on the comp. It's, you're not coming with any impact. And the impact that you must have has to go and hit the emotion. Because it's the emotion where she's going to make the decision. The decision is based off of the emotion. It's not based off of your clothes or your body and how good you smell. It's based off of what the fuck she's feeling. But if, but remember, if her feelings are attached to the mood, then you're not going to get anywhere because she's feeling some kind of way because something happened that triggered her insecurities, which then the mood becomes the protective layer that protects what? The emotion, meaning you won't be able to penetrate that because you're trying to hit, you're trying to hit the building versus the foundation. With the ball, you see what I'm saying?
Oh,
did that make sense?
Damn, the game is heavy. Look,
yeah, it is.
I'm gonna have to do another coaching call because I gotta get back in here. I'm on my lunch break is up.
Yeah,
I'm gonna book something with you. I got a date. I got a date set up Sunday, so I'll talk to you about it and I'll send you some text message. See what I can do.
All right, you would definitely do that, man. Now for all the guys, brother. All right, thank you, brother, for the call. All the guys, listen to me real quick. I appreciate you, man. I want to say real quick, all you guys, listen to me. See, this is why I keep trying to tell you. Y'all have no idea the depth of it. And I don't want to – see, I'm not trying to go too – we went real deep today. I'm not trying to go that deep again because I don't want to confuse you because that – on the layer that I'm trying to explain to you is something that is just hard to really even think about. But when you think about it, you'll probably see where I'm coming from. You don't understand everything that you think is going to make you move a different way, which is going to set you on a different pathway. Every move, every thought is going to put you on a different pathway. And when you roll up on someone that collides in that pathway, doesn't necessarily mean they're not interested in you. You just got to understand that they are a combination of whatever happened to them before the two of you met. Stop being hard on yourselves. Stop being hard on yourselves. If you walk up on a woman and she's not interested in you, it's okay. This is why I tell you don't lose. This is why you don't lose. And the reason why you don't lose is because we cannot force or determine time. We make time. We can't fuck with time. We can't fuck with life and fuck with the game. But what we can do is create our own world that can go into time, into life, and into the game that plays by a different set of rules from the average person that goes with the – see, most people are not even going with the flow. The average person is going against the flow. I'll give you that guy that I can ban, that C motherfucker. Think about that. He, in his eyes, his perception – he felt that ugly guys just don't have a chance, right? That's his perception. But that's his perception. His perception is not reality. That's his reality. But he's not, he doesn't have the right to tell you guys that you're ugly. And just because someone calls you ugly doesn't actually mean that you are ugly. Everybody is not allowed, everybody has the right not to be attracted to you. But because they're not attracted to you doesn't mean that you're ugly. And that's what I'm saying. I always keep telling you, this is why I tell you you're sexy. This is why I tell you you're beautiful. This is why I tell you you're the shit. Because I am never defining myself by an opinion of a surface dweller or a regular person. I can be ugly to several people, but I also can be beautiful to several people. But regardless if I'm ugly or beautiful, I don't give a fuck. All I'm worried in loving and worshiping and putting flowers and fruit at the throne of me. And once you guys, this is where the shift, this is where the shift comes in. The shift will happen and come in when you start to focus on yourself. Tyler, I'm about to wrap this shit up. All right, let me get this last thing and I'm going to wrap it up. Damn it, Tyler, you send me a bunch of shit, Tyler. Fuck. Real quick, we'll go over this real quick. Real quick, hold on. Oh, yeah, like the person who they like having cocoa, so I watch closely to see if someone likes you, dive and sip. Tyler, I told you stop writing that shit, man. I keep telling you, oh, listen, man, I like what you're saying, but I got to see what you said before that. But, oh, wait a second, this is the one where you said, wait, that's the wrong one. All right, I'm sorry. Sorry, Tyler, that was an old one. I know it's an old one. Okay, here you go. I'm sorry, Tyler. My bad. My bad, Tyler. Wrong one. I know Tyler about to cuss me out. Steve, you got the wrong one. My bad, Tyler. Hold on a second. Hold on. Guys, evolving this intense part. Okay, this is your bid. We already know your bid. And then she said, good afternoon. Thank you for the compliment. I'm available Monday or Tuesday. Let me know either way of those days work for you. Have a great day. Intense project. Hope we're well for you. See, that's hey, Tyler, that's good. See, you made that. That's good, Tyler. Hold on a second. All right, this Tyler and her showing each other fucking photos. Tyler, you have to blur yourself out, bro. I guess you got the picture thing. All right, Cameron, definitely have a bone to pick with you. That photo you just sent me, I'm more in a loss at your hair, your smile, your face better. Tyler, better. And then she said, sounds good. Meet you 2:30 Tuesday at coffee, blah, blah, blah. Perfect. See you there. All right, Tyler, did I miss something? What's your question, Tyler? Tyler, everything is good. All right. So, wait, let me see something. Only thing. Now, this is a nitpick. Tyler, This is, you still get an A+. This is just a small nitpick. You see that little thing right there, Tyler, in the corner? That thing right there in the corner right there. Let me show you pointing with my pen. That thing right there, Tyler? Voicemail. Tyler, you're doing good. You're doing a lot of air, but no, I don't mind you doing a C, okay? You could have done a C. It's just this is just a nitpick. Everything is good. I would have just done a C right there. Because Tyler, when she sent that to you, right? When she sent you that photo, okay, you say voice on Bumble. Okay, wait, Tyler. Is this on, where are you talking to her at? Tyler, where is this at? What app is this you're using? This looks like a phone. Is this your phone? What app is this? Right, but I'm just saying that, are you capable of sending a voicemail? Yes or no, real quick. Are you capable of sending a voicemail? I understand it started on Bumble, but I'm asking you the photos. Is the photo on Bumble or your phone? Guess what? Okay, the photo is on your photo is on your phone, right? So that's what I'm saying. It would have been more impactful if you would have used a voice because, listen, what you said was perfect, okay? But think about the impact it would have had if you'd have used it as voice message because it's at that moment, Tyler, she begins to press play. She can, when you're not around, she can still press play. So it was a good thing, dog. It was good. It was all together, it was good, man. Okay, but I just want to let you know that once she sends I shot one voice on my phone. You may have missed it. Well, I don't. Wait, what the fuck are you talking, Tyler? I'm just reading this shit. Tyler, I'm not getting voice. I don't see a voice message on any. Oh yes. I'm sorry. No, wait, Tyler. Okay, Tyler. You did do a voice. But Tyler. Yes, Tyler. Well, you're not listening to what I'm saying. I like that you did a C, but I would have taken that. I would have put it here. Not you. Okay, you had it above, which is fine. But it would have had more impact here. You see what I'm saying? You have it at the top, that's okay. But the impact that when you, because you're training her on the photos, it would have been better here versus there. Does that make sense? Yeah. You used it, but just in the wrong place. I would have moved it once I saw the photo, because the photo is the reinforcer and the training. You got her to send you a photo. Now, because you follow my instructions, I'm going to show you another side of me. But you brought that out too soon. It's okay, though. I'm not knocking you. I'm just saying that it's the placement was between here and here. It would have more impact here than it would there because she didn't do anything to deserve it here. She followed your instructions, which should have brought you and showed her there. You know what I mean? So it's cool. No, you made a choice. And again, listen, Tyler, you just asked me to critique it. I'll never say what you're doing is wrong because you got it, but you asked me what I thought. So I'm just telling you what I thought. You're fine, but I'm just saying what I would have done once I instructed her to send me a photo and she sent me a photo, that's when I would have hit her at that point to reward her good behavior by showing her a different level that we can communicate on. See, that is a little bit different than just giving her you or that extra level. She hasn't done anything. Okay? I hope that makes sense. Yes, you reward with the voice because she's following the instructions. And because she's following the instructions, then you just don't reward her with a text. You show her a different level of communication. Well, yeah. It's not really value for voice. It's following you. You told her to do something, she did it. And because she did it, I can up the communication. And then the next time, think about it, Tyler, the next time she does something else, we can up it to video. You see what I'm saying? Video. But hold the video, save that, wait for the date. After the date goes down, I would hit her with the video. If everything's working out, everything's good, you get a kiss, whatever, I would hit her with the video after that point. Remember, everything is points or moving to your fours. Remember, A, B, C. So always think about your four. So all I'm thinking about is ahead of time, okay? Okay? So anyway, guys, hey, guys, all out there, man, think about the graveyard. Always remember everybody in there thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Remember, guys, live your day like it is your last. Gentlemen, y'all got to understand something about this show, and I want to say this to anybody listening to this show. I want to help any of you guys, all you guys. But one thing we cannot do is I understand you guys have thoughts and you have questions. But when you start to project your perception of what you think the world is on the classroom, that's where we have the problem, because you're poisoning the class with your lack of knowledge. Steve, come on, let's be real now. Women don't like ugly guys. See, that's not true. That's true in your perception, but that's not the truth. Just because it's true to you doesn't mean it's the actual truth. I know ugly guys, fat guys, and all other stuff that's fucking beautiful women. So I just wanted to say that to y'all guys out there, man. Guys, y'all need to get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com. Leave your name, leave a number. If you're ready to get at me, man. Guys, we got a show with EO at 8 o'clock, man. Fuck with your boy. We out.
Just like that, man, mindset. Just like that, man, mindset. Have a good night. The show was over. Take notes and use what the dean has told you. Now we're dating your game.